Hello, this is Shibu Cherian and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is July the 29th and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah chapters 40 to 42. It's time to renew our strength like eagles. We read in Isaiah chapter 40 verses 28 to 31 like this. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. In Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28, God repeats these rhetorical questions for emphasis. God is not only everlasting, that is, transcendent over time, but also the creator of the ends of the earth, that is, transcendent over space. He is omnipotent, that is, all-powerful, and meets all the needs of his people. God will never let his people down as he gives both power and strength to the weak and to those who do not rely in their own strength. To wait on the Lord refers to confident expectation and hope in God for deliverance. Mount up, run, walk shows the spiritual transformation that faith brings to a person. The Lord gives both power and strength to those who trust in Him. The illustration of mounting up like wings like eagles depicts the strength that comes from the Lord. The Lord describes His deliverance of the Israelites in Exodus chapter 19 verse 4 as similar to being lifted up on the strong wings of an eagle. Also in Psalms 103 verse 5, the strength of people who are nourished by God is compared to the strength of the eagle, which is a common metaphor for strength. God's strength is available for all who prayerfully wait in patience for God's purposes to be carried out. In our personal lives, we may be weak like grass, sheep, dust, grasshoppers, or even worms. But when we trust the power of God and wait on Him in prayer, we can be like an eagle, a runner, and a patient pilgrim. In the emergencies of life, God will help us to soar like eagles. In the race set before us, He will help us to run with endurance. And in the daily routine of life, He will help us to patiently walk one step at a time. We read in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20 and 21 like this. Now to Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.